A recent report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds some startling news about how e-cigarettes are being marketed in the country and how they're reaching kids. The report finds that e-cig companies are reaching about 7 in 10 middle and high school students with their ads. That's more than 18 million young people altogether. In addition, the CDC says the themes used in those ads, things like sex, rebellion, independence, are the same themes used generations ago to hook young people on old-fashioned cigarettes. You can join in with your thoughts on e-cigarettes and kids. Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Vince Wilmore joins us now. He's the Vice President of Communications at the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. Vince, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on.
So this report from the CDC, ads for e-cigs reaching 7 out of 10 middle and high school kids. What was your reaction when that came out?
Well, we're very concerned about that, and we're especially concerned about the results of that, in that we've seen a huge increase in the number of kids using e-cigarettes. In fact, among high school students, the number of high school students using e-cigarettes tripled from 2013 to 2014, and now about 13.4% of high school students use e-cigarettes, which is even more than use regular cigarettes. And this has happened because e-cigarettes are completely unregulated. It's a Wild West market out there that tobacco companies have been able to use the same tactics that have always been used to market regular cigarettes to kids.
Right, a selling point of e-cigarettes was some smokers will use them to wean off of tobacco. Others will keep using them, but maybe it'll be less obnoxious to people around them. But the worry here, you're saying, is that they're a gateway way to get nicotine.
That's right. E-cigarettes could be a good thing if they're proven to be effective at helping current smokers give up regular cigarettes. But we don't want kids to start using any tobacco product, including e-cigarettes. And unfortunately, that's what we've seen happen with a huge increase in youth use of e-cigarettes. E-cigarettes contain nicotine, which is highly addictive, which we know is harmful to adolescent brain development, and it could lead to use of other tobacco products, including regular cigarettes.
What advertising restrictions exist now for cigarettes, you know, as we used to think of them, and other tobacco products that aren't in place for e-cigarettes?
Sure. Right now, you can't advertise regular cigarettes on TV or on radio. In stores, they have to be kept behind the counter. There's no self-service display of cigarettes. Cigarettes are not allowed to sponsor auto races and music concerts, which like they used to do, and we'd like to see those same restrictions applied to e-cigarettes.
Are you hoping that those restrictions will go to e-cigarettes anytime soon? Is there any kind of movement on this?
Well, what we're working on right now is to get the FDA to begin regulating e-cigarettes. The FDA said first, way back in 2011, that they plan to regulate e-cigarettes. In April 2014, they finally issued draft rules. And the final rules finally went to the White House in November. So it's taken far too long, but we're calling on the White House to issue those rules as quickly as possible. And this new CDC study shows why that needs to happen.
Talking to Vince Wilmore from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids about e-cigarettes, advertising, and kids. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a young person, are you seeing these e-cigarette ads? Do you think they're looking for you to try their products? If you're a parent or if you're in the schools, are you seeing that as well? Call 800-642-1234. Again, 800-642-1234. Vince, talk us through where those kids, those middle schoolers and high schoolers, are running into this marketing. What in particular has you worried that it might get them trying this product?
Well, e-cigarette companies are using the same marketing tactics that have long been used to make regular cigarettes glamorous and appealing to kids. They've got TV ads with celebrity endorsements from people like actor Stephen Dorff and Jenny McCarthy, the actress Jenny McCarthy. They're kind of the modern equivalent of the Marlboro Man and the Virginia Slims Woman. They're also sponsoring auto races and music concerts. They've got ads in magazines like Rolling Stone and Sports Illustrated. One ad ran in the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated, and it put the logo of an e-cigarette right in the middle of a bikini. So you can imagine that ad is clearly aimed at teenage boys. In Florida, we even saw an e-cigarette ad on a billboard using Santa Claus. So these are very irresponsible tactics, and that's why we've seen such a big increase in youth use of e-cigarettes.
We'll go to a caller now. We've got Regina on the line in Milwaukee. Regina, hi. Regina? I don't think she's hearing me. She was concerned, she says, not just about nicotine, but oily vapors, other products, the flavoring particles in this. It may be more than just the nicotine that she's worried about as a health hazard. Just as with traditional cigarettes, it's more than the nicotine that people are worried about, Vince. Any thoughts on that?
Well, some studies have found that e-cigarettes do contain some harmful and even cancer-causing chemicals. While they may be present at lower levels than in regular cigarettes, they could still be harmful. And that's why we don't want kids using these products and why we need FDA to regulate these products.
So getting back to the messaging in these ads, you mentioned the Santa, the swimsuit ads in general. Are you seeing a lot of the advertisement out there for e-cigarettes? Maybe not super blatantly, but maybe with a wink and a nod, keeping kids in mind?
These ads are using the same themes that regular cigarettes have always used to appeal to kids. They present e-cigarette use as fun, sexy, glamorous, rebellious, and we know those themes appeal to kids.
So it's the all in the FDA's hands now, is that right? You're not looking for Congress or anyone else to take action, or could there be action at a state level?
There are things states can do. Most states have prohibited e-cigarette sales to kids. A growing number of states are adding e-cigarettes to their smoke-free laws, so e-cigarette use is prohibited in the same places where regular cigarettes are prohibited. Those are good steps. Congress actually took an important step today and required child-proof packaging for nicotine liquid that's used in e-cigarettes, because we've also seen a big increase and poisoning cases related to e-cigarettes. But the most important steps do require FDA regulation of e-cigarettes.
Let's try taking another caller. We've got Zach on the line in Door County. Zach, hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think?
Well, I just think that, yes, I understand, like, people's worry about it, but it just seems more as in people just trying, the government, trying to get in to regulate something to tax, to make revenue off something they don't have control over yet.
Zach, thanks for the call. Vince, any thoughts?
I think that our concern and the concern of most of the policymakers we're dealing with is to really to protect kids and to protect public health. It's not to raise revenue by taxing e-cigarettes. A few states have looked to do that, but the action with regard to taxing e-cigarettes has actually been very limited so far.
Vince, do you have thoughts for parents who might be concerned about this in the meantime while the FDA hasn't acted? Thoughts on what parents should be on the lookout for, what they should talk to their kids about?
Sure. Parents should be talking to their kids about the fact that while e-cigarettes may seem less harmful than regular cigarettes and have been portrayed that way, they still contain nicotine. They're very addictive. They can harm the developing adolescent brain. They could lead to use of more dangerous tobacco products, and kids should talk to kids about being smart consumers, about not being manipulated by the marketing for these products.
We'll leave it there for now. Vince, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate your interest.
That's Vince Wilmore. He's Vice President of Communications for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, talking about the reach of e-cigarette advertising to young people after a CDC report on that topic.